Hello, everybody. Mike Penny here with Rising 365. Sorry, it's been such a long time since the last podcast drop, which was October 6th. I always say I'm going to record one every week. So I commend those men and women out there who are able to do that, or those who do one daily. But I'm not going to beat myself up about it. Life comes and goes. 24 hours in a day goes by really quick. So here is the latest episode. I hope everyone is following this Friday, just on the heels of Thanksgiving, feeling thankful and grateful for all that you have, your friends, your family, your health. But maybe you are in a place where this has been a tough year. I've been listening to Dennis Prager lately, and there's always something to feel grateful for. We just have to work extremely hard at it to see that when things are tough. I'm currently reading his book, Happiness is a Serious Problem. It's one of his most popular books, and it's not so far what I've read. Takes a different approach to being happy. And even in the beginning chapters, what's jumped out at me right away is that we, as individuals, on a daily, constant thought, have to look at things to make us and show us where happiness can be found. He says it's way easier to be unhappy. That's easy. There's plenty of people out there who are unhappy for the most elementary of things, but it takes work and dedication and perseverance to see that you have something that is worthy to be happy about. So that takes practice. And we're in this season of thankfulness, of gift giving. We're going to be going to, following today, Christmas parties and banquets. And it's just a reflection of a long year of we truly have something to be thankful for. We have breath in our lungs and a heart beating. That is something to be thankful for. If you have clothes to keep you warm, that is something to be thankful for. If you have food in your fridge, that is something to be thankful for. If you have 2 feet that can get you from point A to point B, that is something to be thankful for. And they're all amazing gifts. So I hope you are just feeling thankful about all that you have in your life. And as we come to celebrate Christmas with others and our family, and you start giving gifts, don't look for materialistic things, because that's what we're going to look at in this podcast as we continue journeying through finding hope in God's Word. And remember, if this is your first time on this podcast for this season, we have been looking at the Bible because of one of my jobs as a federal law enforcement officer allows me to stay in hotels, travel through airports, be in hospitals. And what is constantly found in these locations are Bibles. And a lot of times the reason I'm there is because someone has broken the law and they're in the hospital alone. Then I got to reflecting, what happens if someone who travels like I do and they are in hotels alone a lot, or they're in a hospital alone and they pick up the Bible and they just randomly open it up to a chapter? Could they find purpose and meaning to their own life? Because people are willing to die for this. So could they find encouragement in just plain reading of God's Word and giving them encouragement for that day? So we are in Genesis chapter 13, and this is where Abram and Lot separate. So I'm going to go ahead and read it for us. So Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the Negev. Now Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. And he journeyed on from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place where he had made an altar at the first. And there Abram called upon the name of the Lord. And Lot, when he went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support both of them dwelling together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. At that time, the Canaanites and the Perizzites were dwelling in the land. Then Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no strife between you and me, and between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, for we are kinsmen. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me, for if you take the left hand, then I will go to the right, or if you take the right hand, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw that the Jordan Valley was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, in the direction of Zorah. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself all the Jordan Valley, and Lot journeyed east. Thus they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled among the cities of the valley and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked, great sinners against the Lord. The Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, "Lift up your eyes and look forward from the place from where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land that you see I will give to you and to your offsprings forever. I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, your offspring also can be counted. Arise, walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I will give it to you." So Abram moved his tent and came and settled by the oaks of Mamre, which are at Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. So that's the end of Genesis chapter 13. And what we see here is two family members who, they are not quarreling, but they're in business together. They both are herdsmen, they're ranchers in modern terms, but their two ranches have gotten too big for their own good. And their employees have started fighting each other. We see that their herdsmen started quarreling. But Abram wants peace with his family. So he even tells his nephew, because Lot is his nephew, that you can have the best of the land and I'll take the rest. And just like any other human, our fleshly desires got the best of Lot. And he chose the best of the land that looked appealing to his eye. Everything was green and there was water everywhere. And as a rancher of livestock, that's where you want to be. So that's where Lot went. But the Bible takes a second to tell us where he is going. He doesn't know. He probably knows. Like, we in our community knows where not to go, because that part of town, that city, is not a good place to be, because they are, as what we see in verse 13, it says the men there were wicked, they were great sinners, and they didn't believe in God. Lot probably knew that, but he didn't care, he just wanted the best. So we see Abram probably was thinking to himself, like, great, I'll take the rest. There's peace between my family, and let's go see what is before us. And then we see the Lord step in and talk to him and reassure Abram that what he did was a good thing and he will bless him, and that all he needed to do was place his trust in him. And that's where, as a reader who's never been exposed to the Bible, if they were, again, in a hotel or in a hospital room by themselves and they picked up the Bible and opened it up and landed in chapter 13, that's what they could see here. How important it is for us to be peacemakers, not to be pacifists, but to be people who want peace amongst those in our family and our friends and our communities. Just not to be a weak person. You know, Abram wants peace so that he can keep his relationship with his family strong. And if he said, you know, we're fighting, I'm going to take the best, you take the rest, and I'm older than you, so I get the best. If he chose that direction, you know, Lot could have been bitter, and the fighting that was just amongst their employees could have turned to their family. But he saw the importance of, you know, I want the best for both of us. So he trusted in the Lord. He trusted not in his own ability, because remember, you know, we're not doing a deep dive study. God in chapter 12 had told Abram that he had a wonderful plan for his life, and all he needed to do was to trust in him. But if you're, like I said, we open this book to chapter 13 and we just started reading, we see God's faithfulness still to Abram. And that's something that we can find encouragement in. Peace is sometimes found in separation. You know, maybe you are in a situation right now in a relationship or at a job where it's just chaos and turbulence all the time. There's nothing positive about what you are in, but you want peace there. You don't want to burn any bridges. Sometimes the best thing to do is to be the proactive one and choose to separate. And when you do that, it may be scary. You may not know where you're going. But in chapter 13, we see that God, when you place your faith in him, will bless you. And then we see the warning of Lot. If we choose the fleshly desires of our own hearts and we just want the best and forget the rest and everyone else, you're just looking out for your own self, we could be blinded by making choices or moving places and taking jobs that in reality is not good for us. Again, Lot probably knew the characteristics and the behavior of Sodom and Gomorrah. But he didn't care. He just saw what he could benefit from, that his pasture and his people would have what they needed right away. But as we continue to journey through here, if you read ahead, he's going to get consumed by it, and the city will overtake him. So don't make rash, fleshly choices. Slow down. It may look good. It may sound good. But when you take a second and take a step back, you're like, this isn't the best choice. So don't be so fast to allow your feelings to make the choices for you. See, as we close chapter 13 and this episode of the podcast, that is the challenge I want to give you, the listener. Is there something you need to separate yourself from? Or are you in Lot's shoes, and have you made selfish choices in your life, and in results, you're surrounded by nothing but negativity? Maybe it's time for you to separate yourself from that before it's too late and it consumes you. You know, the reason for Rising 365 is to bring people hope and help them see that their life has meaning and there's something actionable for them to do and that there's a purpose for them. I hope you see that in this chapter. Maybe the meaning of your life is to be someone who seeks the betterment of others. So you do whatever it takes to have peace. The action you need to take is maybe you need to, again, separate from a situation you're in. Because the purpose that God has for you is more than you could ever imagine. That his blessings will overflow, as we see 13 flows when Abraham is told by God, like, I will bless you so much. The blessing will be like dust on the earth. It will be more than you could ever imagine. And as we are in this season of thankfulness and coming into this season of giving, and we can find encouragement here in this chapter that we always have something to be grateful for in this life. I'm grateful for you who listen to this podcast, even when it takes me weeks and sometimes months to get episodes out. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for technology. When I look at the analytics of people who are listening in Australia and Europe and South America and Asia and over in Africa, it's incredible. And I hope these episodes bring you hope. You know, I don't have any sponsors. My family and I are full-time missionaries. But I don't want to make penny off of this. If you want to support the ministry, that's great. And you can find a link down in the show notes to support it. But that's not the purpose for Rising 365. You could go buy the book, look it up on Amazon or anywhere you buy your books online at Rising 365. You know, and have something that daily challenges you and encourages you to find meaning, action, and purpose in your life. Those are ways you could support this podcast. I'm so thankful for you guys. I hope that as we draw to a close in this year, it's crazy to think about that you find reason for your life. You find purpose, that there truly is something every day to be grateful for. I pray that you open your eyes and your heart and your ears to that so you can see it, you can hear it, and then you can feel it. And you can say, man, I'm truly grateful for this life I've been given. And then don't live this the life you've been given with selfishness. Don't take it for granted ever. Look to bring hope and happiness and joy into other people's life and how that in return affects your life. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy this season. Don't allow it to overwhelm you. And we'll see you on the next episode. I'm Mike Pena. This is Rising 365. We just looked at Genesis 13. There is purpose. Till next time, catch you later.